turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study sounds like that. We are two young mothers and we want to make a playroom for kids in order to rent it for kids' birthday parties. It is clear that most of the party birthdays are during the weekends, but how should we attract people during the weekdays when the kids are in the kindergarten?
Probably you have those many places in UK and you go there often, so you maybe have more ideas.
Well, do you know, when I read this, the first idea that came to my mind was provide a minibus service to take the children from the kindergarten to the playroom.
Wow.
So that the parents then, you know, don't have any, you know, they don't have to go and collect the children, take them to the playroom. They know that their children are there. The problem you've got with that, of course, is the safety issues and, you know, will the school release the children to those people? But, you know, if you can get the bureaucracy out of the way, I mean, in the UK, you'd have to do all sorts of child certification and things like that. But if you could do that, then, you know, I think that would be a good incentive for parents to let their children have those kinds of parties.
Yeah. Raoul, what do you think?
I don't have any good ideas because I like that all those places are quite empty during the week time when I want to take my when my small children have their birthdays. Then I don't have to plan it for 2 months before because all the weekends are full, but if I take a Tuesday, for example, or a Monday evening, I can go right away, and this is what I like with it, of course. But if you're doing a business, the idea you said was actually very good. But also, what is a question actually that you don't, if you have this facility. And of course it's made for children and it's nice place and you have to it's made for children, but I think you can always reorganize it for other events also. So for if we are kidding a little bit, sometimes you could use it for a creative workshops for older people another time. Maybe it's a joke, but we know that people use such kind of things to get, you are 40 years old and you want to understand the world, then you have to see it through the eyes of children sometimes, and why not to use it for other events, not just for kids. It's what I would suggest.
I was thinking about maybe positioning them differently and not just building a playroom, but trying to specialize. For instance, if you unite it and do a special room where the children can, as we don't have a circus school in Estonia. So let's say so that you have a room and you can not make it only for a playground, but maybe a room where you can learn different tricks, how to be a clown,
training.
How to be an acrobat, or all kind of training. And this will help you by getting the kids' birthday parties during the weekends, but also moms and dads coming after the kindergarten to help the children to train, and probably during the days to cooperate with primary schools and kindergartens to bring kids to train there. So it might be that specializing in a very niche area, you might use really your premises during all the day for teaching a specific skill. Either it's a circus or I don't know any other skills. Maybe might also help. Thank you for today. Our next show will be available in a week's time, next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. You will find it in Marketing Institute homepage. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases to address mi@mi.ee or call to our Marketing Institute and tell the stories you will share with us.